What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 946. In this episode, I'll discuss the effects of calcium during treatment of hyperkalemia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode946. Using calcium in patients with severe hyperkalemia is recognized as the most critical first step of treatment. Textbooks and tertiary references widely quote that the purpose of giving IV calcium in severe hyperkalemia is to stabilize the cardiac membrane. However, a group of researchers using a canine cell model of hyperkalemia have reached a different conclusion about the effects of calcium. First published as a research forum abstract in 2010 by Annals of Emergency Medicine, the research was just published in full in Critical Care Medicine in 2024, which is when I first became aware of it. In the researchers' hyperkalemia model, treatment with calcium restored conduction velocity, resulting in narrowing of the QRS and normalization of the EKG, but did not restore action potential duration. Resting membrane potential was significantly elevated by hyperkalemia, but it was not restored with calcium treatment. This finding suggests that a mechanism is at work that is unrelated to cardiac membrane stabilization. In addition, the researchers found that the effects of calcium treatment were attenuated during L-type calcium channel blockade, and this finding suggests a mechanism related to calcium-dependent conduction rather than sodium-dependent conduction. The authors conclude, the data suggests that calcium treatment for hyperkalemia restores conduction through calcium-dependent propagation rather than restoration of membrane potential or, quote, membrane stabilization. Our findings provide a mechanistic rationale for calcium treatment when hyperkalemia produces abnormalities of conduction like QRS prolongation. It's unusual for animal studies to result in changes to clinical practice in humans. However, this research might help persuade clinicians who currently focus on potassium levels as the primary decision point for when to give calcium to recognize the importance of using calcium to treat EKG changes at any potassium level for a patient with severe hyperkalemia. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.